God is love, yet there's death and suffering?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Christianity Defending Ministry of Answers in Genesis and the popular Creation Museum.
I often think about the thousands of students each year who are indoctrinated in our public education system not to believe the Bible. You know, by and large, they're taught that evolution's a fact and that through millions of years of death, disease, and suffering, man appeared on the scene. Now, if you take these students and tell them there's a God of love, well, how would they react? From my experience, many will say something like, how can there be a God of love when you see all this terrorism, death, and suffering in the world? Like the people starving in Somalia, there can't be a God of love. You see, the problem is that these students are looking at a groaning world, and it's because of sin. But because they've been indoctrinated not to believe in sin, they don't understand how to reconcile a God of love with this hurting world. When young people learn Genesis is true, they'll begin to understand God's truly a God of love.
Today's the last day you can call and receive a copy of Ken Ham's fascinating DVD on the topic of why God allows death and suffering in the world. To receive your copy of this excellent 30-minute video, call toll-free and make your contribution of any amount. 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Toll-free 24 hours a day at 888-89-ANSWERS or through our website of answersoffer.org.